The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, some of the toughest economic times many of us have seen. South Carolinians are still many unemployed. It's just tough. It's tough for many. They're searching for ways to pay the bills, looking for additional funds, tax refunds, stimulus checks, playing the lottery, raiding their piggy bank. Our next guest has an idea for you. On the 94.5 The Answer guest line, South Carolina Treasurer Curtis Loftus. It's always good to speak with you, Mr. Treasurer. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I am wonderful. Just wonderful. you've got an idea for our listeners here in which you could have some of their money tucked away.
That's right. The State Treasurer's Office has been tasked by the General Assembly to manage the state's unclaimed property program. And that's it's a simple program, really. Anybody that has money, stocks or bonds, that type of thing, insurance proceeds, old bank accounts, payroll checks, just about any kind of money you can think that you might lose along the way, it comes to our office. And we have almost $700 million
Wow.
that belongs to the people of South Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah,
all right.
It is incredible, isn't it?
All right, so how do you do this? You have a website, right?
Yep, we have a website. It's treasurer.sc.gov. Treasurer.sc.gov is the official state treasurer's website. Make sure you're there. It's safe and secure. You can do free searches all day long. You can look up your friends, your family, look up your church, look up your pastor, your Girl Scout, your Boy Scout troops. Just about
wow.
anything like that can have money. We
wow.
return, let's see, the largest check I've returned so far is $900,000 to somebody.
$900,000?
Yeah, and oftentimes the big ones, I just about have to beat somebody over the head with the check to make them believe it's theirs.
Yeah, what kind of they're thinking? What kind of scam is this?
it's life insurance policies. Sometimes
yeah.
from people you never heard of.
Yeah.
You know, it was your mother's brother who died 30 years ago, and he never met you, but he left you some IBM stock. At
wow.
the time, it was worth $2,000. Now it's worth $500,000.
Yeah. All right, I'm at treasurer.sc.gov right now. There's the green icon there, unclaimed property. I clicked on it. I put my name in. Now, the bad news, Mr. Treasurer, is my name didn't come up, but my wife's did. She has something.
There you go.
She has something over $100. Now, if I claim it, do I have to tell her?
That's the sanctity of a marriage. You know, if you can't cheat on your wife a little bit, right? You saw where we do the over and under $100.
Yes.
We do that because you know you don't want to lay it out there that somebody's got you know a $5,000 or $10,000.
Right.
But you know most people, I think the average claim the other day when I checked, it's kind of like $130.
Mm-hmm.
But one, that's great. And every once in a while, I have one of my well-to-do friends that. Well, Curtis, it's only a couple $100. I just don't know that I have time.
Yeah.
I say, well, it takes about 10 or 15 minutes to do it. And how do you not have somebody in your life that couldn't use $200?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Students. I told one of my more arrogant, well-to-do buddies, to get two $100 bills from the bank, crumple them up, and you pull off the interstate, and this guy says, we'll work for food. Just throw them at him.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Make you feel like a rock star.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's certainly in today's times, there's plenty of people who could use that money. So, Mr. Treasurer, is it really that simple? I mean, I see this here now and I see where I can or my wife can click on this. What happens once you start the process?
Well, if a claim is under a certain amount of money, you can do a lot of them right there from your website, your computer. It'll say, you'll see you're on a secure site. It'll ask you some information. We don't ask for the kind of information that a scammer can walk off with because we know kind of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
We're just confirming a few of those points. Sometimes it's a larger claim. We may mail you a form and you may have to like mail it to your sister to get her to sign off.
Right.
Or you may have to get, say it's for an address where you lived 20 years ago.
Right.
You may have to dig around a little bit for that. just to prove you live there, find something with that address on it. But generally, you can do that. And we are lenient to a certain point because it's our job to return money to South Carolinians. And again, we have almost $700 million. I go out all around the country and bring it back, sometimes, wow, say, $75 million from one insurance company alone. People have our money, and people like to keep it, and it's my job to go get it.
Yeah.
So this money is not the same money that was here last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, this money comes in every day, money goes out.
Yeah.
And we really want to return that money. It's y'all's money.
Yeah.
And even if you don't find money for yourself, it's great to look at your pastor and say, Pastor, I may have stiffed you last week, but here's $1,000 the church has.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's you know, it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah. Well, as I'm sitting here doing the search, and with me this morning, South Carolina Treasurer Curtis Loftus, we're talking about the almost $700 million of unclaimed property his office is responsible for trying to find the rightful owner. As I'm kind of scanning through here, now in my wife's case, it says Best Buy. So evidently there's a refund or something that she has that she never got from Best Buy. But there are a lot of things here. As I'm scrolling through the Hudsons looking for my name, and so far it hasn't come up, like Duke Energy, Time Warner, yeah, Cable. So these are probably deposits or something, I guess.
Exactly right. Overpayments. There's a whole lot of things. There's a House member of the House of Representatives up there in Greenville, Bruce Bannister.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce has gotten involved in some of the really complicated things. He's become a real expert. He's kind of my go-to guy. I sent him a few things the other day because we have some claims in Greenville we just can't find heirs for.
Right.
And one of them is almost $400,000.
Whoa.
So I make him work for free.
Wow.
But so, you know, Stuart Jones, the representative from Warren's the other day, he had me up there. We found an 85-year-old man sitting on his porch by himself. He's alone now. And the state has $122,000 for him.
Wow. I'll bet he hugged your neck.
He was a little wary to start with.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not used to the state treasurer and my House of Representative man coming to see me.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, we're just like Santa Claus, brother.
Yeah.
I have a great amount of fun. You know, politics is an awful, nasty business.
Yeah.
Good people ought not be in it. We all know that.
Well,
but when we can do this, it's fun. You know?
I was going to say, this would have to be the most fun part of your job.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
And my assistant and I, we were in Clemson one day, we had an hour. So we went over to Central. We literally were walking through these fields, through some old abandoned houses, and found a woman who we owed about $300,000 to.
Mm-hmm.
And we found an old 1920s car, too, in a shed. So it's amazing. South Carolinians deserve their money. It's easy not to have your money. You think things happen. You think an insurance company has billed you properly. And they didn't. You think inheritances and estates are closed properly, and they're not. It
yeah.
just happens.
Yeah.
Governments have it. Businesses have it. Everybody has it. And some of the richest people in the state have gotten phone calls from me saying, guess what? And we get them the money. And they're a little embarrassed.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
The thing is to get that money and put it back in the economy.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it's real easy, folks. Just go to treasurer.sc.gov. You're going to see this is the official site of the state treasurer's office. You'll see our state treasurer, Curtis Loftus, there. And, hey, just click in the right top corner. It's very clear how you do this, and maybe there's some money there waiting for you. I can't wait to wrap things up this morning and get home so Peg and I can find her whatever this is she has waiting for her. State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, always good to talk with you, my friend. And, hey, maybe maybe we check back a little bit later, especially if you're going to be in the Greenville area coming up soon, delivering some of those checks, and we'll get an update from you then.
I'll do it, Joey. I thank you because we don't have advertising budget. I thank you and I thank the station because y'all are giving money back to your listeners.
Yep.
Tomorrow I can look on our computer metrics and I can see where there'll be a good-sized blip in Greenville, and I know exactly who they are. They're your people, and they're claiming their money. And I can't thank you all enough for that.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Have a blessed Labor Day weekend.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. State Treasurer Curtis Loftus. Maybe you've got some money there. Go to treasurer.sc.gov and find your unclaimed property.